Soviet propaganda described the invasion of Czechoslovakia as brotherly help to a nation threatened by counter-revolutionary forces, and the Warsaw Pact forces that occupied the country in August 1968 came from Russia, East Germany, Poland, Hungary, and Bulgaria. But not all the citizens of these countries agreed with the invasion, and several of them risked their lives to protest against Moscow's crackdown. On Thursday, 9 of them received medals in gratitude from Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. Rob Cameron has more.
9 dissidents, 9 people with different backgrounds, 9 different fates, but all of them spoke up against the Soviet-led invasion, and all of them were punished for it. Some were sent to prison, some were interned in mental hospitals, some were forced to emigrate. On Thursday, Prime Minister Topolánek thanked them in person for their bravery. Pavel Litvinov was one of 8 Soviet citizens who gathered on Moscow's Red Square on August 25th, carrying placards in Czech and Russian condemning the invasion. The protest lasted around 15 minutes before attracting the attention of the KGB. Pavel Litvinov spoke to Radio Prague after the ceremony.
The Red Square was almost empty when we came. There were some occasional tourists, and we sat with our slogans and read our slogans, and suddenly KGB people started to run, started to beat us up. There was a KGB woman who beat me with over the head with a big bag full of books. My friend Viktor Feinberg, who was sitting next to me, his 4 teeth were broken by a boot of KGB man. And then eventually the crowd started to appear, and they didn't understand what it is. And we explained that we are Soviet citizens, we are protesting against the occupation of Czechoslovakia. And eventually KGB people put us in cars, and in 15 minutes drove us to police station. Then after police, they made searches in our apartment in Moscow, and then I was brought to KGB prison, Lefortovo in Moscow, spent several months in prison. Then I was tried and sentenced to 5 years of internal exile in Siberian mines, and I worked as an electrician in mines for 5 years. And in 1973, I came back to Moscow and was continued to be harassed by KGB when I resumed my activity. And eventually, I was arrested again and was told, you better apply for exit visa. Or else we will put you in much worse conditions in labor camp.
That was Pavel Litvinov, ending that report by Rob Cameron. Now, over the last...